finding morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. When double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas. That's right. There is a place called Round Rock, Texas. At any rate, on today's program, it's been a very interesting hour so far, and I'm sure we could probably do this for 4 or 5 hours straight and only scratch the surface. My guest today, Mr. David Bay. He is the gentleman that put together Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. And he has a resume, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we've been waiting for all these years, people of top-notch caliber to come into the scene to prove or disprove what we've been talking about. We've been derided as being right-wing extremists, wing nuts, if you will. Disenfranchised, disenchanted people with our government. Now, if we remember our government, we, the people, we elect representatives or statesmen to best represent our interest. Well, that's not been happening for a long, long time. With reason. With a very, very good reason. And very happy to have this gentleman on the program. By the way, if you want a copy of The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, you can go online at rbnlive.com, and there are some trailers up there that you can view. Or you can just simply call us here at 800. They're not showing my numbers, and I'm spoiled. I always read my screen without memorizing these things. If you call 800-724-2719, you can get a copy of this for $24.95. And this is a... The running time on this is how long, David?
It's 2 hours, 51 minutes.
Okay, I thought it was 3 hours and 15 minutes. That must be...
It was supposed to be in 2 hours to 2 hours and 15 minutes, and that's why that first figure came out. But at the very end, when we were expecting the video to be completed, the editor called me up and he says, "David, some unbelievable new information has come in about Roslyn Chapel and Ben Franklin and the Hellfire Club. I need a few more weeks to incorporate it because it strengthens what we're saying." And when it was done, and he called me up to tell me he was overnighting it for my perusal. He said, "Oh, by the way, it's now 2 hours and 51 minutes."
You know, it's amazing. A lot of people don't realize how much of a problem it is to do editing because you always want to include everything, and you know you can't. One time it took me 2 weeks in a professional studio with professional help to edit down a presentation that was given in a school library. So there was no extraneous or outside information. It was just getting in there and just carving down to an acceptable time just to do already formatted, already presented information without all the compilation. So I understand what you're saying here. And
it's an incredible process. Also, we now have just received this video in VHS as well as DVD. So...
we're still doing VHSs?
Yeah, we find that overall, about 15 to 20% of all video sales are still VHS.
All right, we'll hang on here. We'll come back and we'll take your calls in this hour. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with David Bay.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. I want to invite you to visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.com or simply click on the banner at rbnlive.com. Getting timely information on critical financial and political news has never been more important. By starting your day with a visit to the site, it will preserve that promise we make to liberty about being ever vigilant. Speaking of which, those who were vigilant about gold and silver this time last year were well rewarded. We also invite you to sign up to our free weekly newsletter and receive special offers from Republic Trading Group. And for those of you who don't have internet access, just give Republic Trading Group a call and speak to either Jeff Bennett or myself, and we'll be happy to arrange the snail mail alternative. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN. So that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
We have loaded phones here. And by the way, folks, one of the changes we're going to make at the network here very soon, all you disgruntled callers that have tried to get in particular programs on a particular subject and always found a busy signal, well, we're expanding the lines out to 12 lines. So if we start filling those up, we'll have to expand it even further. But at any rate, we're always making and tweaking changes here at the network to make it a more pleasurable experience for the listeners out there. So let's go to the phones. I don't want to keep you fine folks hanging on too long. Let's first go to New York. John in New York, how you doing?
Oh, hi, thank you.
Yeah.
Number one is on your video. Is there any shipping on that?
Yeah, I think it's $2 shipping.
Okay. Secondly, as in today, as we're being controlled with, like, mind control, do you feel back like in Washington's time there was also mind control?
Mind control has always been an occult art. Witches, shamans, practitioners of, you know, occult practitioners of all eras have all been able to achieve mind control to some degree. It goes back to Babylon.
Sure.
4,000 years ago.
Well, that's my thoughts are that we went to Babylon and basically not for the oil, but for that spiritual control.
Well, there were spiritual reasons for capturing ancient Babylon, which sits right on the 33rd parallel. 33rd is a huge number to the occultist, and that was one of the reasons. that's one of the reasons that we chose to invade. You know, that we chose Iraq to invade.
The just on the numbers themselves have I don't know if you've noticed. I'm throwing this out for anybody. As I wake up in the morning, I was waking up at, you know, I have to get up around 6 o'clock, but it was like 6:06 and 6:11, and it was almost like constantly, I was amazed that I would wake up at those times, and it was irritating me because I'd rather wake up at 6:07, and maybe it's kind of an immature thought or something.
Well, if you wake up when it's 6:66, you better get yourself a new clock.
And,
you can let your mind kind of run away with you on some of these things, but they,
right.
The fact of the matter is the occultists consider numbers very carefully. They consider that numbers contain inherent power, and they must do things by the numbers if they are to achieve what they want to achieve. They really believe that a good plan, an excellent plan, may fail if it's not carried out by certain occult numbers.
Well, Mr. Tesla even was number three was very important to him. He wouldn't stay in a room or anything without number three attached to it.
Well, number three is the occult trinity. Six is the number of man. Number 66 is the number of man's perfect government, and 666 is the number of the perfect man who will head the perfect government. Number seven is the number of perfection. Number 11 is the number of the coming Masonic Christ. And number 13 is a number of extreme rebellion against authority.
Wait a minute. Did the people that have the stop and robs in America here called 7-Eleven, did they know that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
But, you know, I've identified something like 17 or 18 instances of 11s or multiplications of 11s inherent in the 9-11 attack.
Wow.
That was most definitely carried out by the numbers.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry, I guess you don't have 5050 anymore until next fall, correct?
No, that's correct.
Okay.
But we're going to make some changes. And David, if you're down there at WWRB listening, we need to unterminate those antennas. He knows what I'm talking about. Thanks for your call, John. Appreciate it. You know, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned the term Babylon, and I wanted to ask you this question, because what happened, what did God do to the peoples of Babylon?
He brought them into judgment and destroyed them.
Well, yes, but how did he go about accomplishing the fact that all of a sudden they couldn't communicate with each other?
Oh, you mean the Tower of Babel?
Yes.
Oh, yes. The God confused the languages so that the people could no longer communicate with each other. And see, really, the New World Order is a return to the Tower of Babel. In the Tower, and that's exactly the occult thinking. In the Tower of Babel, you had in Nimrod, you had a dictator, and he was not only a dictator, but the top religious man as well. And the economy was one, and the language was one. And so, and we pointed this out in our video very strongly, that Sir Francis Bacon received a vision when he was 8 years old from a person that he always said was the goddess Athena. She told him of his life's work, and she told him that the English language would be the language that would rule, that would unite the world, but it was a crude language and wasn't sophisticated enough to do that. So one of the things that Bacon was to do, and remember, Bacon was nobility and had all the power of nobility behind him. One of the things he was to do with his life was to recreate the English language, which, as we show in the video, he did through founding a very super secret society called the Knights of the Helmet. And these guys were all nobility themselves, all very well educated, spoke at least three languages, one of which had to be either classical Hebrew or classical Greek. And together they recreated the English language. They changed the sentence structure. They changed the rules that, suddenly there was a right way and a wrong way to spell words. So they created a dictionary. They added 23,000 words. And what they came up with was what we now today call Elizabethan English. And it was a radical change and very, very needful if Bacon's plan for a global government was to unfold properly.
But that was Bacon's plan. Now we're dealing with the people. War, pestilence is a good thing. This is how they bring about control.
Right.
And the point that I was coming to is that we're very rapidly seeing in America the Tower of Babel once again.
Oh, yeah.
Where we...
I mean, it's all there. You know, we have now a uniting language in English. We now are moving very quickly to a global economy.
But what, that was not the point I was going to make, because now we have a problem here. We've got about 40 million illegals in this country that don't want to speak our language.
Well, that's a whole different subject. The time will come when they will. Right now, they aren't, of course. But, you know, the dirty little secret there, do you remember when NAFTA was created in 1993, 94?
Yes, I do.
It followed hard on the heels of Western Europe being created as a single economic unit on December 31st, 1992, and in fact NAFTA is supposed to follow Europe's footsteps, and that is her borders are to be eliminated. All citizens within NAFTA are to be NAFTA citizens, not Americans, not Canadians, not Mexicans, but NAFTA citizens. And eventually we're going to, you know, the American War College several years ago wrote in one of their journals that NAFTA needed its own military and its own police force. And soon we're going to be hearing, you know, calls from Congress and the President to, you know, first of all grant them legal status, and then we'll gradually move into actually creating a NAFTA citizenship. It's just that Americans haven't been told that yet.
Well, and this was George Bush. I mean, the media in the first 100 days of any new presidency, it's all fluff and, you know, what are your plans and what are your visions and so on and so forth. Well, George Bush, if I remember correctly, the timeline was 2 weeks after he was in office, he's already talking about free trade area of Americas.
Absolutely.
Of which they're behind in schedule. Now, he just toddled his way down to Mexico with Vicente Fox and the new guy in Canada.
Right.
And they're behind times on this.
Yeah, they've uncovered a lot of, they've experienced a lot more resistance than they thought. But you know, at the time, just before he went down to that summit meeting with Fox and Harper, the Congress started considering what is considered to be harsh legislation, against illegal immigration, and that stoked the fires of protest. And then you had these huge demonstrations from California to New York State, almost, you know, just
which
just huge spontaneous.
Well, it wasn't exactly
outburst of. Of public support for the illegals.
Yeah, but David, it wasn't exactly spontaneous.
No,
the news media.
That was quote unquote.
Yeah, it was the major media's will try to make you believe that this was just spontaneous. The people in L.A., the police were only expecting maybe 20, maybe 30,000. They weren't expecting over a half a million in the streets.
You can see the hand of the Illuminati in all this. I mean, you know, just prior to this summit, you had Congress considering really harsh legislation, and then during the summit and after the summit, you've got all these demonstrations across the country breaking out. In Houston, Texas, a principal of a primarily Hispanic school took down the American flag and raised the Mexican flag up. I mean, it's just all contrived and all designed to gradually move the people into understanding that this is NAFTA. This isn't America, not Mexico, not Canada anymore. It's NAFTA.
We're America's without borders. By the way, we got to go to break here in a few seconds, but I was getting water for the coffee maker here at the office today, and I walked up and I asked the person, "Are you done using the water?" They nodded yes, and I started filling up my jugs. Well, what I didn't discover is they weren't done, but the woman who responded to me didn't speak a word of English. The woman is talking to her 3-year-old in Spanish, and I turned around and looked at her, and I said, "Is he an American citizen?" She said, "Well, of course he is." I said, "Then why don't you teach him to speak the nation's language?" I loaded up my water and quickly left the parking lot. before a riot ensued. We'll be right back. We'll take your phone calls, 800-313-9443, right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
All right, we're back. David Bay put together, folks, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now, and I hope you're paying attention to me, because a lot of people are looking for victories out there. And you might be satisfied with winning a few battles, but we're dealing with people here that have, over the period of years, centuries, have been plotting and planning to get their way. Now, we've covered some of that on this program. Sir Francis Bacon, he wanted a benevolent, benign New World Order. Everybody was going to be happy. We didn't need much government. And then Adam Weishaupt came along with the Illuminati grand plan here. And we can do this through war. Remember the movie about the skulls? Remember what it was in the main atrium area there? What did you see inscribed in marble behind the characters in the movie? The words war. What has been fomented on us time and time and time again is repeated world wars. That's why I always refer to World War I Part II when I'm speaking about World War II. They are trying to start World War III to further their control. Now, one of their control mechanisms is the funny money system out there, the banking industry. And I forgive me, I don't have it in front of me, But it was once said, I don't care what their politics are. Let me control the money of that society or that country, and we will have control of them. This is, folks, here's the problem. On this, we can't keep hacking at the branches. You've got to go to the root. Once you destroy the root of this tree that's bearing this bad fruit, it's going to quit producing the bad fruit. But the only way that this is going to happen is if people come up to speed, drop all of your preconceived notions, look at this for what it is, and then decide that we don't need it, and we'll then be able to do away with it. But then and only then. David, this has been on my mind for years, and I've heard people come up with their solutions to the problem, but it doesn't touch the root of the problem. These little scallywags, these son of a buggers, you can drive them back down in a hole, but they're like little gophers. They'll dig a hole and pop up someplace else.
Well, you know, I mentioned in the previous hour one of the misconceptions that people have that keep us from turning this tide back, and that is that they just can't conceive that their government or the government leaders might have anything less than their best interests at heart. The other misconception is that there's a difference between the Republican and Democrat parties. And I have been following this for many years, my friend. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter whom you elect. Both Republican and Democrat are signed on to this plan. And so no matter who you get it, you know, get into office, whether it's a state office or a federal office or the Congress or the White House, they are going to go ahead with this plan. That's why you can have a John Kerry skull and bones and a George Bush skull and bones. And the Illuminati conceived of a formula for struggle, and you talked about, you know, war as their main instrument. It's called the dialectic process, and it says that, you know, conflict brings about change, and controlled conflict brings about controlled change. And all you've had in the past, you know, for virtually all the wars of the 20th century, and so far in the 21st century, are controlled wars. And they control both sides, and they can bring about the desire that they want to. And in the last hour, I also alluded to the fact that Freemasonry is very strong in the Arab country, and so you've got these moderate Arab countries who are allied with the United States. They're controlled by Arab Freemasonry as the West is by Western Freemasonry. So the Republican-Democrat Party struggle is just the dialectic. It's just a bantering back and forth to make people think there's a difference.
Did George Wallace actually know what he was saying 50 years ago when he said there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two?
He did. He really hit on a gem. I mean, that was a gem of a statement and true to the core. But you see, if you think that the Democrats are the problem and you believe that the solution is electing more Republicans, you're going to be totally disappointed when the Republican gets in. And if you're a Democrat and you think the Republicans are the problem, then when you get a Democrat in, you're going to be disappointed. I mean, not one Republican president since World War II has truly satisfied the desires of the core conservative movement that helped put him into power. They all turn leftward once they get into office.
Well, and it's kind of strange because I see a correlation between George Bush and Nimrod. He was supposedly a great religious leader.
Yeah.
George Bush claims to be a Christian, but yet he's operating a secular government.
Right.
And I just sometimes lose the ability to verbalize what I feel, but
I think Nimrod was pretty upfront with as to who he was. George Bush is being very hypocritical when he claims to be a Christian. I've been keeping track of George's activities, and the Bible says ye shall know them by their fruits, and his fruits are awfully, awfully unchristian.
Well, and a few Christians out there that aren't neocons out there, and you've been deluding yourself into this man being a Christian, you better hope there's a hell, because he's going to be burning in it for each.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, Americans, this is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6th, join me, Frank George, Lupe Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're back. Let's go to the phones. Bob in Texas, you're on with David Bay.
Hello.
Yes.
First, let me say it. It's really hard for me to...
I don't care, Bob. I know who you are. Cut this guy off. I'm not going to entertain this clown today. Don in Oregon. Hello, Don. Go ahead, Don.
David, how are you folks doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes, I have a strong belief that the essence of all of our problems goes back to the rebellion of man in general, when we moved away from judges going to kings. And from that time forward, we've always wanted some ruler over us. And I think the act of rebellion has taken us from a spiritual state, which we're very few people really focus on today, to a materialistic state. And I think the 40 million Zionist Christians in this country unfortunately, myself included, I don't look at myself as a Zionist, but I think we're all fairly well focused on materialism, and that is the tool that's being used against us. Because we are focused so much on the materialism out of probably need because of our existence, we have failed to focus on the spiritual realm enough. And in so doing, the wars for gain of control have taken control of what? Of our physical realm, including all the material essence of all of us. And I think that's what the folks high on the food chain understand and have understood for millennia and have used against us because of our inability to see this thing on a complete overview. And I was wondering how you could respond to that.
Well, in the first hour, I mentioned that a former Satanist who had been trained in the Illuminati before he came out of the Covenant and became a Christian told me that the Illuminati had decided that Americans were so materialistic
mm-hmm.
that they had to keep the country feeling prosperous right up to the very end of the time, you know, right up to the beginning of the World War that would overthrow the old world order.
So the materialistic essence was already in play. I mean,
it's been in play for a very long time. It's been in play really since the Industrial Revolution in this country made everybody realize, made our rulers realize that suddenly a high level of material comfort could be attained.
And obviously,
they've used that against us. I mean, who would want to leave a comfortable home and two cars and a boat and everything to go fight for freedom? To fight to roll back an ever slowly encroaching dictatorship. I mean, you're just not gonna get enough people excited to
present mind's eye of the general public, because most of us now don't really live our lives on principle. We live our lives on material.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, caller, you got to understand something. We've got people on Wall Street. We've got people in the pop culture. We've got people that are selling America with dollar signs printed all over it. We have
mm-hmm.
taken a pagan holiday like Christmas and turned
mm-hmm.
it into anything but supposedly the recognition of the birth of Christ, which wasn't even December 25th.
Exactly.
We have all of these things working, and I do believe the Jewish contrived revolution in Russia, I think they said that capitalism, it's got one inherent flaw. These people are going to become fat, lazy, and disenchanted or disenfranchised from their core of their government, and we'll be able to destroy them from within.
And so, in essence, what's happened to this country and what's got me, my name's Don, by the way, John.
Yes.
What's got me so perplexed, I guess is the best word to use, is how we can sit on our hands looking to save whatever material thing we have and not push forward as Christ did, focused on the spiritual realm.
Well, Don, have you listened to this program? Have you listened to this program in particular for any length of time?
Oh, probably about a year.
Okay, well then
I don't call in much because I don't want to hog.
No, that's fine. No, we always encourage people. There's only about 2% of the listenership that will ever call into any radio program. But if you've listened to this program, then you'll start to recognize that these people that call themselves the purveyors of Christ's word that are standing in these pulpits, I call them the Pharisees, the modern day Pharisees.
Well,
Don. Let me talk here now. Okay. Mr. Producer, when something happens here and we start talking over to each other, just pull the guy down. At any rate, Don, hang on here a second. I'm not trying to be mean. But if you've listened to this program, then you've heard me say that these 501c3 churches, you get your pharmaceutical prescription. You go to church on Sundays. What are they interested in doing? They're interested in the grander palace, more bricks and mortars. Pass out that collection plate. If they were true followers of Christ and his doctrine and his word, they would be warning the people. They would be screaming it from the pulpits all across America, what is going on today. Because the foundation, the basic foundation for the New World Order can be found in the Bible. But yet they won't talk about it. And we could make a change in this country tomorrow, next Sunday, let's say. If the preachers in these pulpits would say, I have to have a serious talk with you, my parishioners, you churchgoers, you believers in Christ and truth, you need to hear what I'm about ready to tell you. A change could happen tomorrow in this country.
Absolutely. You know, one of my heartaches has been, you know, has been seeing so many Christian pastors hoodwink so many people into thinking, you know, into backing the Republican Party, believing that George Bush is a born again Christian, etc. And it all goes back to exactly what you say. They are more interested in building new churches, getting more people in the pews, increasing the revenues, than they are in the spiritual condition of their people. I mean, I have not heard a preacher, you know, ever, I don't think, you know, ever, point out to their parishioners that a marketable, implantable chip is now on the market. I mean, that's elementary revelation prophecy right there.
Don, do you disagree with what I said?
Oh, I have no disagreement whatsoever, John. If anything I was doing, I was supporting the things that you're saying by commenting on it.
Yeah.
I have no disagreement with that whatsoever.
Okay.
Materialism has definitely been used against us. The comforts of life are definitely working against most people.
They're afraid. They're definitely afraid of losing.
People at the pulpits today, in my opinion, John, are upholding a paradigm that was taught to this country by Darby and Schofield. And they came at a time to teach the people to shore them up for a material prop.
And David, by the way, I call them the ejection seat Christians.
Right.
When things get too bad. I call them the ejection seat Christians. Schofield taught that, don't worry, when things get too bad, you're going to be wherever you're at. You know, you've seen the bumper stickers on cars. If you find this car unmanned, well, you know.
The rapture has occurred.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, John, here's the bombshell. I don't buy into any futurism or dispensationalism. I'm a preterist. And I become that, at the young age of 55 because I got tired of all the crap in the organized churches that I tried to put up with since
I was
12.
What the preachers are teaching here, that Christ came 70 years after they killed him, and he's not going to come again.
Already here spiritually. That's the problem. See, we're blinded.
Yeah.
We're blinded into dispensation into a materialistic realm, and we've walked away from the spiritual essence, John.
I understand that, Don.
And that's the whole issue. He's with us.
Believe me, my friend, you're talking to the choir right now. Don, thanks.
See, one more thing, John.
Yeah.
The thing is, right now, the box that most of Christianity is in a box of unfulfillment. And if you can understand what I mean by unfulfillment, we don't believe that he fulfilled what he said he was going to do. So majority of Christianity is in that box. And I feel the joy right now because I'm not in that box that most people are in.
All right. Don, thank you for your call. I appreciate you calling in. I didn't mean to be hard on you. And I'm sure I made Bob's day here because what I just did with Bob, he was going to come up and talk about love. Now, Bob has called into this program before. Bob doesn't have the facts, but he certainly has an opinion. He's not shy about expressing his opinion, but we have too many people working without enough clues, and that is the problem. They're not willing to sit and do what you've done, David, and you've done it for a lot of years now. You've had some very good training. The best minds in the world taught you how to think, and where you were able to connect these dots and to make sanity out of insanity.
Right.
Folks, I want to remind you again, before we get wrapped up in any more phone calls here, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. It's 2 hours and 50, you said 51 minutes long?
2 hours and 51 minutes.
It's available on VHS and DVD also. And folks, I'm telling you what, it is something that you need to watch, because on this program, I've said time and time and time again, We cannot be satisfied with just winning a few battles. Winning a few battles is good for the morale of the troops. The problem is we don't have enough troops yet. And out of that is the seeds of our own destruction. The way this government was set up is we, the people, we are the government. We are to elect people to represent our interests. We used to have statesmen. Now we have politicians. And they have been selling our interest literally, hand over fist, for a number of years. And you're seeing the fruits of their dirty little labors smacking you right in the face today. And if you don't know where this is coming from, and you are not, you don't have to be, you don't have to speak three languages. You don't have to be an IQ of 150 plus to figure this out. There are people that are mapping this out for you. The only thing that we're telling you is to take a look at the information. Don't believe a word that I am telling you. Don't believe a word that David Bay is telling you. Look at the information and make your mind up. You've got to have the working basics here. You've got to have the basic education. So you yourself, listeners, can learn to connect your own dots and become leaders yourself. There are too many people in this country carrying too much of a load, and too many people are sitting back on their fat arses right now, allowing too many people to carry this load. That is the reason why this problem will continue, and the eventual destruction of America will happen, unless you people out there get motivated. Here's the information. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. Get a copy of this. Study it. There's volume 2 and 3 coming your way.
And 4.
And 4. You've already got that in the can?
Well, we've got most of the research in the can. The filming, of course, is not in the can, and the script writing is not, but the research is all in place.
All right. Folks, David, can you help me out here? Because what I just said is the problem that I perceive here in America. There is millions of Americans that are waking up, but they are finding excuses day after day that they don't want to upset the apple cart. They don't want to enrage their neighbors. They don't want to make their boss mad. They don't want to make politically incorrect statements if it could interrupt the cash flow of their business or the business that they may be connected with. We have a lot of people just hiding in the shadows, shivering, and their knees are knocking right now. We need them to come out.
Yeah, we need some courageous people for sure. I mean, people that can not only look at we need people that can look at the facts and reach the right conclusions, you know, reach the logical conclusions. But you see, it goes against everything that we've been taught ever since we walked into first grade. I mean, the public school system has been controlled by the government since World War One. And we're taught to be good, global, obedient citizens in our schools today, and we're taught that big government, you know, is our friend, and can be trusted, and all of these create in us a mindset that makes people not want to believe what the facts that they're looking at should be telling them, and then when you add in materialism and a love of sports and love of this culture and wanting that next house or the next car or that next promotion, then you've got a huge system here that is designed to keep people from getting upset and keep them from doing anything.
Well, and also people are still reeling from something that happened shortly after World War One. Well, that's right. They decided to make time changes so it'd be easier to do commerce out there. Yeah. Robbie in Austin. Hello, Robbie.
You mean Robbie?
Yeah, I mean you.
Hey, John, how you doing, man?
Good.
Listen, you got a great show. I never miss you. I can't wait till the other network goes off the air during the day. But there's two guys, and you got them pegged now. Bob from Austin, or Texas, and Jeff from Massachusetts. Those two people are controlled by a ventriloquist. And if you couldn't do any better than what you did a while ago.
Well, and then I got to tell you something. This is the first time that I've ever cut a caller off of the air.
I know.
Because I am not going to entertain. You know, people admonish me for comparing this to Rome, but it is.
I know.
It's a modern-day Rome, and we're burning, and people are sitting around fiddling.
I understand. And you did the right thing, because he was all lined up. He had it laid out in front of him, And he was all lined up to give you a hard time.
Yes, he was. No, I wasn't going to give him the opportunity.
I appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, yeah. What do you have on your mind?
Well, I want to buy that video.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that number again.
That's 800-724-2719. And anybody living in Central Texas here, even though it's in the 512 area code, the 800 number works. So just dial 800-724-2719.
Okay.
Everybody needs to see this DVD.
Do you know what the price is on it, John?
It's $24.95, and that's for VHS or DVD.
Okay, and there's four volumes coming up.
There's
four volumes, four. Just volume one.
Yeah.
John, I wanted to mention...
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Robbie. Or Ronnie, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I thought he was... I didn't mean to cut him off.
No, that's okay.
We wanted to find out from... get a ruling from film experts as to the quality of this film. We thought it was excellent. So we submitted it to a couple of film festivals, not because we wanted Hollywood's approval on what we're doing, and we don't, but we wanted someone that, you know, that knows filmmaking well to tell us whether this video was a good video as far as film quality is concerned. And we just got a ruling from the New York Film Festival. They've admitted this into competition, and on a scale of 1 to 4, with 4 being the highest, they gave this film a technical quality rating of 4+. So this is a quality piece of work.
It is amazing, and what I am most appreciative of is there has been a change in the venue of, let me see if I can make this a category here, of Patriot presentations. We have seen a remarkable increase in the quality. And that's important because going back to people's conditioning, if you watch something that's been copied over and you can only hear sound and only see snow because it's a VHS that's been copied 10 times, but people are into the sizzle. They want to see something that's produced well. Once people started to realize that that was the key to present this to people that otherwise wouldn't watch a sloppy production and figure somebody shot it in their basement at home, you know, it's very important. It's sad to say, but it's true. So the quality, and I wanted to touch on that for a minute, because the quality of this presentation, you guys took 10 years off of Stan Monteith, by the way.
We did.
Yeah, Stan's never looked better.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a marvelously crafted piece, and I can't wait. I can't wait for Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4. I'm waiting here because people, like I said, and David, if you could address this for a few minutes, how important it is for people to understand our nation's history, to understand the people that not only molded it, but the people that came before them, and where we're going here today, and then where we're going to be at tomorrow.
Well, there's an old adage which I strongly believe in, and that is that he who does not learn from history is condemned to repeat it. And you certainly need, you know, to understand where America is today and where George Bush is trying to take us. You have to understand properly our history, I believe, and you have to look at it give it a good, hard, honest look. Not try to sugarcoat anything over, but give it a good, hard, honest look. And that's what we've tried to do here. We have tried to remove the sugarcoating. We have, you know, we don't defame anybody, but we tell the truth. And the Illuminati considers history to be so important that according to Anthony B. Sutton's book, America's Secret Establishment, The Order of the Skull and Bones, he says that the Illuminati gained control over all the textbooks shortly before, you know, textbook writing companies. Shortly before World War One, and after the war, after World War One and continuing on, every decade, the academics have been dumbed down, and history has been either eliminated or dramatically rewritten so that we won't know the truth.
And that's one of the main reasons why I go to these antique stores and antique malls, and I'll go to. Any place that I can find books that are very, very old.
Yeah, see, certainly you have to get to old books if you're going to understand, you know, the truth about secret societies. You've got to get these old books. And of course, the history of our country is a history of secret societies and their plans. And these people can plan 500 years in the future. And we, you know, Americans just can't understand that. When we have trouble planning next week, or where we're going to go on vacation next summer, the idea that people could plan this far in advance and pass that plan down from generation to generation is incredibly difficult for a lot of people to believe. And yet I say to them, well, how did the Christian church pass down from generation to generation, from century to century? How did the Christian faith pass down? And the answer is the churches. Well, of course. How did the secret society pass down their plans? Through the secret society.
That's why it was important several years ago that the team out of New York came to me. Because evidently they saw that I was some sort of a threat, and they knew that I was going to do something. And that they just had to show up just to try to convince me and not argue with me on any of the facts, because they were in agreement with much of what I said. But their main thrust of it was that you've got to accept the accidental view of history.
Yeah, see, that's so nonsensical. I mean, there have been so many proven conspiracies in the past. Not only did Nero start Rome burning and then blame it on the Christians, but Hitler set the Reichstag fire to blame it on the communists so he could gain dictatorial power. But there have been long-running histories. And like I said, Gibbon's Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire clearly states that one of the major factors in bringing down that extremely long-lived and stable state was a strong conspiracy that ran right to the very top. So, mass media is so concerned that people will understand that there is such a thing as a conspiracy, that they make a major repeated effort to try to debunk the idea. And they certainly have done a good job for most, as far as most people are concerned.
Well, David, we are out of time, and I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. And I always ask this question. I always ask when somebody does an important work, what motivated you to do this?
My understanding when I was in Army intelligence that our government lies to us nearly every day. It's just, and I saw what was happening. I saw that after 9/11, George Bush was fulfilling what the Illuminati plan was of long time running, and I just decided, the people need to know the truth while we're still free enough to express it.
All righty. David Bay, thank you so much.
And, thank you.
You'll be back again and again
I
and
hope
again.
So. Okay. Alrighty.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. David Bay, folks, you need to get a copy of this. You need to view this for yourself. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to watch this again. It's 2 hours and 51 minutes long, whether it's VHS or DVD. Very few people are making VHS copies, and there's a lot of VHS players out there still. And every time we make a presentation or an offering of a DVD, I always get the complaint, well, what's the matter? Don't you have it on VHS? Well, this time that it is. And it is outstanding quality. The information will just blow you away. I'm going to go home and watch this thing again tonight, and I'll probably watch it a third and fourth time, because I'm going to absorb this as this man is making these presentations. Because you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Every single day of my life, I'm learning something new. And I need that information to combat the New World Order clowns out there, to make sure that they're defeated once and for all and forever. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. $24.95 plus $2 shipping and handling is the cost, and it is worth 10 times that amount of money. What's your freedom worth, ladies and gentlemen? Education will solve many of the problems. You hear that, Bob? Bob in Texas. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And my guest tomorrow will be the man that started up News with Views. We'll be talking with Paul, and I don't have his last name, forgive me. We'll be talking with him tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, Morgan Reynolds, and on Friday, yet to be decided, but I promise you it'll be a good one. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.